The views and opinions expressed in this podcast do not reflect the views and opinions of this podcast's sponsors.
So I stumbled upon a new podcast that I love. It's called The Glitter Squirrels and is hosted by an award-nominated radio host and his best friend, who is also a former radio host. You can listen to all the hilarious episodes on Spotify, Pandora, iHeart, Stitcher. Wherever you listen to podcasts, you'll find The Glitter Squirrels. Listen whenever you get the chance. I promise you won't regret it.
The Glitter Squirrels doing our own thing. High in a tree where we can't come down is a thing that I'd like to say. Glitter Squirrels. Glitter Squirrels show. Every don't know about it, baby, don't you know?
Turn it on and rip the knob off.
You're listening to the radio.
What's up?
What's up? What's up, Slim?
Not much, man. What's happening with you?
Hey. Oh, it's so good to be back on the show. It's been a minute. Sure. Me and Slim are back together again, back in the saddle. you keep hitting that damn button. He started already with that, you know. that's the J-Lo.
The background.
That's
the green room before the show. I was doing that in the background.
That's the silence J-Lo button. Yeah. Funny though. Funny. Yeah.
Right.
So, how's things been going? I know that you were in Paris, Kentucky last night, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes, I was. It went really well. Congratulations to Evan and Rebecca Smith. They Absolutely. Are now happily married. And
happily. Well, that's to be determined. Yeah.
To Virginia Beach on Monday for their honeymoon. Well, it's a family moon. Because they have together, they have four kids.
Wow!
And,
okay.
Yeah, and they're all girls. So
wow! You know, so that should be an interesting day, especially for him when he needs to go to the bathroom in the morning.
That's
yeah, be bad. Yeah, you know, maybe he has multiple bathrooms in his house.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm trying not to be topless anymore.
I was going to talk to you about that. We've been talking a lot, even though we haven't done a show together in a while. We've been mm-hmm. talking a lot, and I've noticed that you haven't been wearing shirts a lot lately. So what's up with that? Yeah. Tell the people a little bit about what's up.
I mean, it's 90 fucking degrees and I'm fat, you know?
Right.
You know, in protest, I'm not wearing shirts.
And protest, right? Yeah, is that right? You know, it was funny you say that because yesterday, actually, I was at Kings Island in Mason, Ohio. And those who don't know, in Mason, Ohio, that's an amusement park. And they have a water park and they have a regular park. Huge, huge, big deal. And, people's walking around and I don't like walking around with a T-shirt off because I try not to offend people. And I'm very, I don't want people to be offended when they look at me like, oh, look at that guy. I don't want to be how they talk about the whole day, you know? So it's like, they'll see me walking around their shirt. I was like, ew, whatever. But anyway, you see that one guy and everyone looks and say, look at that. You don't look like that guy. At least that's what the people say. But that's what they love you. They're like, you don't look like that guy. Like, oh, yeah, that makes me feel better. But anyway, it's like, you take your shirt off or whatever. I wore shirts for years because of my weight. And now, now that I'm 46 years old, I don't care as much as I did back when I was like 35 years old. You know, back then right. It was like, I want to have a little bit of. Now, when you're getting old like me, you just don't care anymore. Now, I know, Slim, you're 40. Yeah. So you don't mind walking around with no shirt on anymore, do you?
No. The funny thing is that I've always had a I don't give a fuck attitude. So, you know. If you don't like me or if you don't want to watch my shit, I give zero fucks. So, you know.
Well, I do it out of respect because I don't want to blind people with my white my white physique. You know what I'm saying? Because they look at me and it blinds them for 30 seconds. You know, they can't see.
But we're all humans. You know what I'm saying? Like we all like get together with people and you know, we see them naked and, you know. If you go to a strip club, you can really see him naked. And
yeah, I've been there once or twice. Yeah, once or twice. Yeah. I can remember. Yeah,
I've been there more times than I care to mention.
cost you a little cash, I'm sure.
Yeah, it cost me a shitload of cash.
But, yeah, you know what? Why do you need to pay for that when you could just see him walking down the street? See, I was right. In fact, the reason I brought up the Kings Island thing is I actually mentioned this to the people I was with yesterday. I said to them, I joke sometimes on this show about, womanizing and stuff like that. I think it's wrong. And after I was at Kings Island yesterday, I realized how wrong I was. Guys and girls, they are alike, and there shouldn't be anything different between the two, because I think if we're allowed to go shirtless, I think they should too. There should be a limit. Any girl over 60 or under 21 shouldn't not take the shirt off. other than that, everything's fine. Yeah, I think we got a good chance, Slim. Yeah, we might want to win this one, yeah. So maybe the Glitter Squirrels can make a change in life that people will be proud of, and they'll remember us for the rest of forever.
We'll be influencers.
Right, exactly. Probably not. That's probably not going to happen, but yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
So what exactly are you doing now? You are carving your shirt, right?
I'm carving my shirt so that way it has no sleeves, because by God, I have the right to bear arms.
And welcome to the gun show, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the gun show.
Right. And then I'm trying to cut the sleeves off and cut the neck out, because I don't like the shirt constricting against my neck.
No, that's horrible. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
don't like shirts choking me, because it reminds me of my ex-girlfriends that used to do that. not fun.
You know what's funny is I've never done that. I've had girls ask me to be rough with them.
Right. I have too, but just more recently though than in the last, honestly, in the last fucking 20 years, I've had more girls say that now.
I had one girl look at me and she was like, choke me. And I was like, the fuck did you just say?
I have no problem, bitch. No problem, man.
She said, I want you to choke me. And I'm like, I don't know how to do that. And she was like, what do you mean you don't know how to do that? You just put your hands around my neck and squeeze. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not that type of person, man.
I'm not a psycho. I'm sorry.
I'm not a psycho. Just choke a bitch. I mean, there's been many times I wanted to. Ladies and gentlemen, this show brought to you by L8, or
otherwise one.
Known as Winchester Swamp Water.
Love that stuff. By the way, for those who don't realize it, AL8, it's A-L-E. And the number 8, if you look on the 8, there's a 1 at the very bottom corner of the 8. And it actually is, if you want to be technical, a late 1 is how it's to be pronounced. Just to educate all you hillbillies out there. Well, they already know. But they're going like, our show don't have hillbillies except for the ones in West Virginia. Oh, man. My fault. Did I say that? See, here I go again, Slim. I can't.
Somebody said, well, howdy. Let's see.
We have a fan. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice.
Hey, people are starting to jump on. Cool.
Nice. It's good to see everybody. I can't see you technically.
Somebody said, so glad you two kissed and made up.
They're glad we kissed. Actually, you know what? We never split up. We never had a fight, you and I, really. Right. We had a disagreement. I wouldn't call it a life-altering moment or anything.
There was one night I made him sleep on the couch, but for the most part.
Right. Right, yeah, I'm still allowed to sleep next to him, goddamn. I come on. Y'all act like you were on the verge of divorce. No, that ain't happening. Come on.
Somebody wants to know if you're live from the bunker.
No, one of us are. Well, no, we're not.
Neither one of us are. I'm live from my house in Barbersville, and Jason's live from...
I'm live from I'm live from the holler in Falmouth, Kentucky.
Yeah. All right. So you're down in Old Falmouth.
Old Falmouth. Yeah. I'm live from the holler.
Well.
So it's good to see everybody that's joining in at this late hour. I know it's after 11 o'clock p.m. on a Sunday. And I know a lot of you got up early this morning to go to church, like I did. Oh, wait a minute. No, that wasn't me. I'm sorry. I was thinking about somebody else. But I thought about
organized religion.
No. I don't even think about being organized. Let alone organized religion.
There's nothing. If you've ever seen my workspace, there's nothing organized about me.
Yeah, right.
Including my religious beliefs.
You know, well, actually, I'm glad you said that because it's Sunday and we need a topic because we were talking about a topic. What is your religious beliefs, Slam? Let's talk about that for a second.
Well, I believe the Holy Bible was written by Jesus.
And by a man named Jesus or?
Yeah.
Or a Mexican named Jesus. I don't know.
I mean, if it was written by a Mexican named Jesus, number one, English people wouldn't be able to understand it.
Well, you still can't understand it. It don't matter who wrote it. You can't understand it. Wait, anyway, go ahead. Yeah, finish it.
You know, the Bible tells me all I have to do is believe.
Believe in what?
Believe in God.
Okay.
And I do.
Good. You believe in God, okay.
So, yeah. But, you know, I've seen him do some pretty miraculous things.
What have you seen him do? Because I've never met him.
I haven't ever met him either, but I've seen him do some pretty miraculous things, like pull me out of some hairy fucking situations that I was in that I shouldn't have been in.
Well, you know, you cheating on your girlfriend, I don't think it really got anything to do with that. I think you jumping out of a two-story window had a lot to do with that. You know, it's like, it had more to do with it than Jesus, but that's my opinion. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah,
he sent an angel down to catch my naked ass.
Right. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. But,
as far as religion goes, I don't know, man. It's just organized religion is just weird to me. It's cult-like, you know, and everybody cult-like? Judges everybody. And, you know, it's everybody wants to be a damn hypocrite. It's like, you know. Like when you walk in the door of some churches, they turn and look at you and they're like, they turn and they look at you. And, you know, the minute that you walk in the door, they just look at you like, sinner, you know? And it's like,
well, because you are a sinner, because the Bible even says everyone is a sinner, right?
Yes.
Even them, apparently, as if you interpreted the Bible correctly, that would what I would get out of it.
Right.
And everybody's a sinner. It doesn't matter who you are.
Yeah, nobody's perfect. Everybody sins. But everybody seems to think that if they're in church on a Sunday that, you know, they need to make those that aren't on church on a Sunday feel bad about it. It's like, nah. So,
well, you know. Well, if it makes them feel better or bad or worse, whatever, I don't feel bad that I'm going to church on Sunday. Yeah. I don't know about you. Because, you know, last time I went to church, and this is the truth, I don't remember the date because it's been so long ago. But the last time I went to church, you know, it was like, the last time when I say not the actual date, I'm talking about the actual time in my life, like when I was younger, like a teenager.
Yeah.
I just realized that, like you said, everybody's there. They criticize people more than they do anything else. And then when you, not even if you're asking for help, they look at everyone like, oh, well, he's a drug addict. She's a drug addict, or she does this, she does that. We can't help her because she'll just do this or that. Who are you to say? Maybe God, who they say is real, comes in and he sends these people there, like they always say. Oh, God put this person in my life. Maybe God sent this person to them to help, and then they turn them away. Right. You know. So what would be the difference, in my opinion? That's just my
opinion. I'm not topless anymore.
You look good though. You look good, son.
Right.
You look good.
Oh yeah.
We're taking a break for alteration, people. Alteration.
Somebody said. Yeah. Somebody said. Let me see here. Jason, the Lord will forgive you of your sins.
No, I don't think he will.
And then we got a, hey, guys, love you. And then there's this one. I saw God last night when I got them ribs out of me in the bathroom. And I can't see who's making these comments. But yeah.
It's really funny, though. It's really funny, though. Come on now. They should be on the show. They're funnier than I am.
They were on the show. I just put them on the screen for everybody.
Oh, my. You know, I can't see the damn screen. I'm blind. Anyway. So, Slim, I had an issue come up on Friday, and I'm going to ask you your opinion. So, okay. I'm at work, working hard, you know. As always, because you know, that's how I am. And someone
that kicked back like in the chair with your feet up.
Right. Exactly. They come on me and do this to me. Like this. Okay. And I'm like, damn, that's kind of harsh. I don't know. Do I smell? I mean, I know I don't, but whatever. Maybe it was the cologne I was wearing. I don't know what happened was they thought I had pink eye. Oh, my God. Have you ever had pink eye, Slim?
Yeah, when I was really, really young, but, you know, then I found out that the whole thing that was causing it was because I was eating too much booty hole and letting them fart in my eyes.
So, Is that right? Maybe that's why I never had pink eye when I was young. I didn't do stuff like that.
Hey, look, I got balls. Okay, so this comment says, Jason loves big dongs in country bathrooms. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, fix it.
I love big dongs in country bathrooms. That's amazing.
What it said.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't know what else to say. I do love those things. Yeah, I appreciate it. Oh, my God. You guys.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway, I forgot what you were talking about. That threw me off. That threw me off. There we go. Yeah.
When you're eating booty hole, man, you can't let them fart in your eye. That's how you get pink eye.
Oh, is that a rule? See, I didn't know that was a rule. I'll mention that next time. I'm gonna
booty hole and have somebody fart.
No, but I'm gonna tell him next time not to do that. That's because this is ridiculous. You know, I almost got sent home from work.
Let's see.
You didn't hear what I said. Did you hear what I said? I said next time I'm gonna tell him not to do that because I almost got sent home from work.
So here's another comment. Jason thinks Randy looks like Aunt Abe.
He's retarded. I know exactly who that is.
Who is it? Is that Les Cole Larry?
No, it's not Les Cole Larry. That's Mr. Yates. That has to be Mr. Yates.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's on it. That's funny, though. And then you gave yourself away, Mr. Yates. You gave it away. Right? That was funny.
Oh, Mr. Yates made a comment the other day because I did the Facebook dance on TikTok. And,
right. You just tell me about that. Yeah.
Mr. Yates made a comment on my TikTok and he said, "You dance just like Newman." I said, "It's called fat guy swag, my dude."
Fat guy swag. That's right. Dead right, Yates. I'm popular nowadays. You know, I gotta know how to move that thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Here we go again. There we go. Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Jason once got jealous in a circle jerk when I switched hands.
Yeah. So welcome back, J-Lo. Welcome back to the show, J-Lo. Oh, why is everyone talking about me? Like, Slim's over here. He's the host over here. Golly.
I got a new job and everything.
God, man. I come back on the show and all of a sudden I get bombarded like, hey, all these jokes about me. Like, come on. Oh, man. So I'm not going to know West Virginians yet. That's good. I haven't said nothing bad about West Virginia yet.
Hey, I just got a new job here in West Virginia. So when the bar opens, you're going to have to come see us because it is a
Here we go. Another comment. Yeah.
It's a complete karaoke experience. So.
The karaoke barn. I actually seen the commercial for it on Facebook. Yeah.
James Yates wants to know, how do you know you're at a gay cookout?
The hot dogs taste like shit. am I correct? Am I correct?
Yep.
Wonka, wonka, wonka. That's where I was supposed to come in, Slim.
Waka, waka, waka. Hey, you're a great crowd. Thank you. Thank you and thank you. Hey.
That's the greatest ever, man. Thank you. Thank you. That's hilarious, though. Oh, man, it's going to be that. Going to be that. That's the J-Lo silencer, lady. That's
like. They shouldn't give me buttons.
No. Anything to do with buttons, stay away from Slim. Just right. Keep him away. Keep him away.
I'm just going to download a bunch of sound effects and put them in this video thing. In the video clips thing. And then if we need them, we can just pull them up and use them.
How's it funny? I go away from the podcast for a little bit and everyone comes back on the podcast and making fun of me. They're making fun of me. I'm not supposed to be making fun of people. They make fun of me.
Somebody wants to know, if you're in a room with 100 dicks, how many are you choking on? But I think that's just talking.
Wait,
watch your spelling.
I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know the answer.
I give up. What is it?
As we wait for the punchline. Oh, geez.
So, yeah, that was an interesting joke. By the time the punchline comes around, I don't even remember what the joke was. I don't even remember what it was. There we go.
You're supposed to say none, is what they said.
None. None. The answer is none.
We'll be back with the punchline right after this.
I would like to have one today.
And then somebody said, are you that good?
I am not answering that. I'm not answering that question. Yeah. None of your concern. None of your concern.
What was that one? Somebody told me a joke like a long time ago. It was something about going camping and taking a plunger or something.
What? Oh, God.
I don't know. I have to hang on. I'm going to Google that.
Here we go. Bum, 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 bum. Right here. Folks, he'll be doing this all show long, just letting you know. But it's funny, though. Pretty funny.
Camping, plunder. Let's see.
So, who do you think the new host of Jeopardy is going to be? That's the ask right now.
I, I don't know. I'll tell you who I think it should be.
Ken Jennings, of course.
Ah, man, I don't know. They were talking about putting in the black dude that hosted Reading Rainbow on PBS.
I don't think so. No, I disagree. Yeah, first of all, black guys aren't that intelligent. Oh! I knew that was coming. I knew it. I knew that was coming. my camera fell. Hold on. That was pretty funny, though. Hold on. Now, please, we have technical difficulties.
somebody said Jason's got somebody standing behind him.
No, I don't, actually. That's not true. That's false.
Okay. Well, I think you're froze.
I think I am too, and I'm trying to go back into it. Hold on.
I can still hear his audio real good, but the video.
Yeah, my audio is great. Let's see if I'm. Are we there?
I think so.
No, it sounds echoey to me.
I took the other one. We'll be right back. Right. Technical difficulties.
There we are, aren't we?
Are we back?
Are you there?
Yeah.
How does it sound on your end?
Sounds good to me.
Well, I can hear myself way too much. Yeah, it's not good.
You can hear yourself way too much.
Yeah, I can hear myself. That's not good. I see.
Somebody said it's Jenny from the block.
You know what? Jesus. I'm gonna change the name. Okay, so in fact, we should have a contest. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, now the echo went away. Good. The echo went away. So what I'm trying to say is we're gonna change the name, and here's what I'm gonna do. If you guys hate the name so bad. Here's what we're going to do. Why don't we have a vote in on what my new name should be? And no smart-ass remarks, because, I know there's going to be some. No mention of names like Mr. Yates or anything like that. But I'm just saying, like, for real, if I need to change my name that bad, give me a new name. What do you think, Slim?
Okay. I like that idea.
I think that they should do it.
Right. Let me go in.
I like the name. You know what? It's not like word. It's not a girl's name because of the way I spell it. I've already explained this 500 times on this show. J A Y L O. It's not J Lo like Jenny from the Block. Okay, but you know right. it's I didn't give myself that name. That name was given to me. So you know what? Let mm-hmm. my people give me my name. Then we'll do it that way.
Let's see here. Poll options. Allow people to choose multiple answers. Allow anyone to add options. Okay. So.
What are we doing?
What should J-Lo on the download's new name be so everyone quits?
What's that?
Jenny
from the block. Yeah. There you go. Don't be fooled by the locks that I got. I'm still Jayla from the block. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I used to have a little, now I got a lot. Right? Not saying I'm that person. I'm just saying.
Right.
Don't be fooled by the locks that I got. I'm still Jason from the block. Yeah. I used to drink a little, now I drink a lot. I like, right, son? I used to drink a little, now I drink a lot.
No, you've always drank a lot.
Oh, never mind. My bad. You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right.
I risked my life, Jason. I could have gone.
I got stage hands now. See, that's how popular I am. I have stage hands now.
You got what?
They come and I got stage hands. They come grab stuff. Yeah, stage hands. And they take care of Jalen. Yeah, it's pretty dope, you know? So that's what's changed in my life. Yeah, here, I'll do that. So ladies and gentlemen, I want this portion of the show is brought to you by Captain Morgan's Rum.
Oh shit.
I don't drink Captain Morgan's. But I'm gonna do it today because it's our sponsor.
Somebody said, tell Tracy I said hello.
Delicious. Oh, my God. Okay. Delicious. Yeah. Okay. Tell Tracy I said hello. Tracy. Someone on my podcast says hello. To you. Someone said, tell Tracy I said hello. I don't know. Said that. This is my great niece, Harmony. This is my great niece. And this is, I don't know who this is.
Nico.
This is Nico Suave over here.
Motherfucker!
Nico.
No, it's Nico Suave. Belli. Nico Belli.
Nico Belli? Nico Belli. That's even better. I like it.
Let's see.
You guys are live on a. What? I'm just telling you, live on a podcast. If you don't care being live, I don't care if you.
I'm always live.
We'd come up.
I love
how
we just hijacked.
Yeah. Hi, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Harmony? What's up, Harmony?
Hi. This is my phone now.
Quick, grabbing my camera.
I was fixing it.
Okay. Someone says, what's up, Harmony?
I know. I look funny, don't I?
I just, I don't know who these people are, but it don't say who it is.
Yeah.
We're talking to his friends. No, we're
who's
not talking
guy?
To my friends.
Who's this guy?
This is the guy I do my, this is the host of the podcast.
What's his name?
His name is DJ Slim.
Hi, DJ Slim. Hi.
Hey.
DJ Slim, this is Harmony. This is Haley.
You want to say hi?
And this is Nico. Nico. So we got a house full over here. Hey.
Nico.
Nico Suave. Yeah, I was like.
Last name's.
I'm sorry, Nico.
Oh, man.
Nico Belli.
Nico
Smith. Oh, when I hear the name that Nico, one. This is what I hear when I hear the name Nico.
Hold on. What's that? Okay, I'm listening. When you hear Nico, you hear this. Okay, I'm listening.
Is she searching?
Here we go.
We just trying to catch a good time.
Hey, retarded.
Sipping on pop moonshine. Yeah, we picking on them guitars just right. Everybody singing Dixieland.
Did he say pass that bottle around the campfire? Who's drinking moonshine out of a bottle? That's what I want.
80.
It's a mason jar. What? Come on.
Yeah.
No one passes every bit of moonshine
that
yeah.
I ever drank has been in a mason jar. And you get it.
And you remember.
You get moonshine not in a mason jar from a store that has a sticker on it that says moonshine.
No, real man.
On a jar, and his name's Phil, and he lives out back of a hollow, and he's got no more than a third grade education.
No, you're absolutely right. And you know what? And they have the best moonshine ever in the world. You'll take two shots of that, and you ain't talking about moonshine until the next 2 days. You know? It's like you're out.
That's it.
You ever seen that show? Like Moonshiners. What was his name? The guy's name on Moonshiner. Oh, damn it. The old man. Jim Todd.
You're lagging out on me.
Okay. Remember Jim Todd? Jim Todd from Moonshiners.
Oh, no, I never watched Moonshiners.
Oh, that's a good show. Jim Thompson Moonshiners is great. Yeah, you know, but it, that would be a Moonshiner name. Jim Tom. That's just, I don't know. And my Uncle Jack used to make moonshine. And
really?
This is honestly, and this is before I knew what moonshine was. I always wondered when my dad and my brothers and my Uncle Jack went behind the barn for several hours, they were sipping on some shine, man. I never knew that, but I found out years later that's what was going on. But nothing wrong with that. I tell you what, good fellers, as they call it, fellers. And everyone in my family and my friends down there, good fellers, man. And I seen a lot of them at my brother's funeral that was just a few weeks ago. Well, I appreciate that. But, you know, I got to see some people I haven't seen in a long time, some cousins, nieces and nephews, of course, my own kids. You know, a lot of people showed up for support, and it was really nice. And it was, when I say a good time, it was a good time seeing the people I haven't seen in years. It just sucked we had to see each other under those circumstances, obviously. But I've seen cousins I haven't seen since I was a teenager, and I played with them growing up. You know what I'm saying? We climbed trees. That was back when I could climb a tree, ladies and gentlemen. Believe it or not, J-Lo could climb a tree one time. But, yeah, we climbed trees. I mean, just crazy stuff like that, man. And we'd run around with no shoes on. I couldn't do that now because I'm a little bitch and I cry if a pebble hurt.
I'm such a bad boy. I travel on my bare feet.
Oh, I hate that shit, dude. Yes.
Oh, I mean, I'd rather fucking break my balls over hot coals than fucking walk on fucking ground barefoot.
Jason, do I kick you like a child again? You're at a 10, you go down lower.
I've been told I gotta go low. Get low. I'm too high right now. I'm not high, but I mean, I gotta talk lower.
Thank you.
I'm being bitched at by my great niece. But see, unfortunately, what she don't realize, I'm her great uncle, and I over trump her, so it doesn't matter what she says, really. It's whether I choose to do it. So, anybody else have any more comments? No, everyone's done. Let's shut their mouth now.
Hang on.
No one from West Virginia had a smart-ass comment about me. Like, they like to send me messages all the time saying how horrible of a person I am, or whatever the case may be. Get low. To wall.
Well, they said you needed to get low, right?
Oh, speed, motherfucker. God damn. Oh. Use the edited version. Edited version. It's not good.
Well, you know.
Oh, this is the GSP. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the GSP Facebook page. We can go rated R if we choose to. And Facebook can't do a damn thing about it.
Well, YouTube decided to screw me on the R-rated stuff.
Well, yeah, I heard about that. And, you know, who did? YouTube, you said? I thought you said Facebook.
Yeah,
I didn't know YouTube did.
No, we did have a video shut down when John and I first started the account.
On Facebook, right?
John and I have a mutual account. Which one of us cheated on each other, I don't know. But John and I have a mutual account on Facebook. And
right.
we were there and going live from that account. And Facebook actually shut us down. So, you know, we were just like, what did we say? Well, we were talking about how the mask mandate that was still in place was fucking stupid. And next thing I know, when I tried to go live again, it was like, you can't fucking go live. I was like, fuck you, Mark Zuckerberg, you asshole.
So, well, you know what? It's funny that they do that because it's one thing. First thing, it's your opinion. And, you know, if They say media can say whatever they want. And I know technically we're not media. We're more entertainment. But why is media allowed to go out there and run their mouth about anything they want? They can say their opinion, whether it's right or wrong. But entertainment-wise or not, we're still giving our opinions, whether it's a misconstrued opinion, like we're joking or not. It's an opinion, nonetheless. So if I say it even joking, that this is my opinion, and I don't mean it, why is that a difference where I can get shut off the air where they can't?
Right.
Honestly, I'd like to know the answer to that. Like, why can we get shut off the air for making an opinion, whether it's our opinion in our own mind or not? They don't know what our real opinion is, even if it is entertainment.
Yeah.
I might believe what I'm telling you, or I may not. Maybe I'm just saying it out just to get a laugh out of somebody. But regardless, they shouldn't have the right to shut me down.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, do you agree? I mean,
yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. 100%. Donald Trump just filed a class action lawsuit against Twitter and Facebook.
He should. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
And, he's doing that because, both Twitter and Facebook shut him down and wouldn't let him post in the last days of his presidency.
Right.
And he was like, "You're violating my right to free speech."
Free speech. That's right.
And he said, "So I'm calling you out on it." And he filed a class action lawsuit in Arizona or some shit.
Well, you know what? I would even say that about Biden, even though I think he don't know what the fuck he's saying 99% of the time. But I would even let him say whatever he wants to say. It's the same with him or Trump. You can say what you want to say. It, like you said, freedom of speech. You can. That's the rule. No. Freedom of speech. You can say what you want to say. Don't matter whether people like it or not. So, but they're going to knock him off of Twitter. Why? Because you don't agree with what he says.
Yeah.
I don't agree with a lot of these jackasses say on TV. But you know what? I don't call their network and say, "Hey, I think this should be off the air." And if I did, would they knock him off the air? No. Guess what? That's another. That's 10 more viewers they got because I mentioned it to my friends, and they're going to watch the guy saying, "Oh, listen to this guy. He's going to say something stupid because Jason don't like you or whatever."
Yeah.
It's ratings is all is what it's all about. And Trump, he provided these people more ratings than they've ever had in a million years, dude. And they want to kick him off. And you notice half the stuff that Biden does, they don't even bring up on TV.
Oh, yeah.
If Trump would do the same thing, oh, my God. If he would have done half the stuff Biden's done since he was in office, half or a quarter, he'd be out of office right now. He'd already been out of office.
Yeah.
He's not doing anything, Biden, and I'm not, okay, I know a lot of people's going to sit there and say, okay, you're a Trump supporter, so you're going to go against Biden. That's not the fact, folks. You know what?
No.
If Biden won, okay, congratulations, Mr. Biden.
Whatever, if I could understand Biden. A fucking thing Biden says, I'd be excited. Every time he gets on fucking TV, I can't understand anything motherfucker says.
If he had different views from me, but he won and the people voted him in, I could sit there and say, okay, well, I'll listen. You can't listen to him because you don't know what the hell he's going to say. And he don't even know what he's saying. That's the problem. And it's like, now if I say to people, well, Biden, Alzheimer's or whatever. They're like, oh no, he has a stutter. If that's a damn stutter, I've met a lot of people with a stutter. They eventually finish their damn sentences, and they make sense. His sentences don't make no sense. I mean, come on, dude. I mean, it's ridiculous. And I keep my mouth shut anymore because it's not even worth it anymore. It's like, if you run your mouth or say something, they all look at you like, oh, you're a Trump supporter. So what? Yeah. It has nothing to do with Trump or wanting him in. It's the fact that he told me his policies and knew what he was talking about. I would deal with it because guess what we've done ever since we were born? We've dealt with whoever's in office and dealt with it, whether we like it or not.
Exactly.
But Biden, my friend, it's time to step away. And that's my honest opinion.
I think so too. And, it's funny. He said, we're going to have people show up at your house and take your guns. I was like, you dumbass. Have you not been at a fucking holler in 20 years?
I was going to say, when was the last time you campaigned in Kentucky?
Yeah. Go pull up on the motherfucker that's been back in the
hall. We're gonna go to your house, take your gun from you. Go do that. See how that works out for you. See how that works out. It's unbelievable.
Better bring the military. You
know? Honestly. And and it's really sad because I said this, and then folks, I don't know if we have it documented on, I'm sure you can do somewhere on our recordings of these shows somewhere, either on my YouTube page or his YouTube page or on Spotify, whatever that we do podcast. I'm sure I've said somewhere on the air about, I don't care about, I'm not against anybody per se. Biden, I don't even hate him. I actually feel bad for him. Because he's put in a situation right now where he don't know what he's doing, and they're making him do it. They made him a figurehead because he was known, and they knew he had. Yeah, and he got that job because they couldn't win on Harris's name because no one knew who the hell she was. So they went with him, and he comes in now. He was sick anyway before he even got in office, and they knew it. Now that he's in office, now he has to go out there and pretend like, hey, I'm intelligent still. Even if he was wrong, I can deal with that. If he went out there and said this is this and I don't like his views, that's cool. But it's not like that. He don't know really what he's talking about sometimes. He really goes out there and has no clue what he knows or thinks because he's out of it. His memory's gone. There's no reason he should be president of the United States now.
Right.
No, I totally agree. And
John
Hall would be the first one probably to tell you I'm correct.
Oh, yeah.
I miss John Hall. Absolutely. Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, John. Yeah, I heard. John, folks, John is in Atlantic City, New Jersey on a honeymoon
with his
wife.
How awesome is that?
They got married in January of last year. They've already celebrated their 1 year anniversary, but see, here was the thing. They got married in January. The world shut down in March and has been shut down for 13 months. I hope everybody heard that. But anyway.
Well, I did.
Anyway. but the world got shut down for 13 months, and now everything's starting to open back up. And just in time for, you know, his wife to not be teaching, and they are taking their honeymoon. So
it's my charger.
Congratulations to John Hall and Sherry Hall. John Hall, what a great entertainer! A great entertainer as far as music, great entertainer as far as a broadcaster, a podcaster, a great guy in general. I mean, I've never met him in person, like next to each other, but just talking to him like you talked. Such right. A great person.
We'll get
man.
There. We'll get there. I mean, you know, even if we have to drive an hour and you drive an hour, you know what I'm saying? Maybe we can meet up in Moorhead or something.
We will meet up. And I tell you what, though, John Hall accepted me from the very beginning. He didn't have to. We had this, me and Slim over here, he had this big plan what we were going to do, and John was totally behind it. We started the show.
James Shades wasn't.
No, James wasn't behind the show at all. No, he just liked our show name. He hated my name. He hated everything about it. But I still love him, though. He's my brother from another mother. Yeah, yeah, but it's okay. You know, it's all about fun. It's something that me and you, in fact, and my brother Strino, I talked, and I even said I'm a wannabe broadcaster, and kind of a joke, but. You know, it's one of those things where you can go on air and you can say a lot of things and you want to sound perfect, you know. But when you're up there talking about your brother who's passed away and he's right there and got your family and friends in front of you, you know, it's tough. And I had my little speech I did. And, I hope that I did okay, you know, out of respect for my brother. And but it's one of those things, you know, yeah, I am a wannabe broadcaster, you know, because that's what I grew up wanting to be. I listen to Marty and Joe on the radio doing Reds games. That's what I always dreamed of. I announced basketball games for 13 years. I, with the broadcasting squad, did all that good stuff. I've been on the radio. I've been on TV. We've done it all. Me and you were on a TV show together a couple times, I believe. And
were we?
Yeah. I remember when we went to Ohio at one time, and we had to do a show. I can't remember what the show was for, what we were advertising, but well, I think we were advertising Taylor's and all that. It was this. We had to go up like four flights, and we had to take all the equipment up. Do you remember that? We still advertise.
Oh yes, God, yes, I fucking remember that. Oh,
that's,
shit, that sucked.
It sucked bad. We were both like, "Is this even worth the advertisement now?" it sucked, man. We had to carry everything up there, man. It was like three or four stories or whatever. And me and Dennis is, Slim. We're pulling our equipment up these steps. Oh my God, we're both sweating, pouring sweat. Like, fucked up, man.
I remember looking at you and going, I am way too fat for this fucking bullshit.
And that's when I was in charge of everything. I'm like, hey, man, come on, just help me out. You're like, I know.
Come on, you can do it. And I was like, no, man. I remember one time. Dude, here's some of the shit that I remember from college. So we did a commercial for Bob's funeral home. We put the fun in funeral. We were like,
dun, 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 dun. We put the fun in. We put the fun in funeral home. That's the greatest line I've ever heard.
We did Bob's funeral home. We put the fun in funeral, and then we were
like, oh my god.
We were like, we've got complimentary hay rides for the kids. You can even let them play on the playground.
You didn't do that. You did not do that. You did not do that. Oh my god!
And then we said, for an extra $50, we'll position your loved one in an upright party position. And, that way, you can have one last drink with them.
In the upright party position, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't know what that is. Go to Slim, because I don't either. We can have Bernie's. Oh, my God. That's funny stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, if this ain't quality comedy, I don't know what it is right there. Oh, my God. Hey, Dennis, that deserves a Dennis. I'm sorry, Slim. That deserves a waka waka waka. I love this part. Here we go.
All right, hold on.
Hit the switch.
Waka 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 waka. Hey, you're a great crowd. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. Hey.
Oh my God. That's good. I'm sorry. That's funny.
We did an advertisement for Harley's shop. I came up with the slogan of it was like King's Harley Davidson, put a fat boy between your legs. And they were like, who came up with that? I was like,
no one important. Nobody important.
No. They said it was fucking genius. Teacher was
like,
the teacher, he said, who came up with that? I was like, I was like, sorry. And I was like, I didn't mean to offend anybody. And he was like, oh, you didn't offend anybody. He was like, that was fucking genius.
That's hilarious, actually.
And
oh my God,
I was like, oh my God. And then let's see, I remember the one time we had to go shoot some b-roll, and we went over to Indiana to shoot some b-roll, and we were over there, and I was driving my dad's convertible at the time, and It was like 35 degrees outside. It was me and Andy Thornberry and Joshua Roark. And me and Andy Thornberry were used to cold and wind and stuff like that because, you know, we play football.
You know, yeah, we know about weather. We know about weather where we live. Yeah.
But Josh really wasn't used to it. So we ended up on the way to Indiana, put the fucking top down. This dude was like, what the hell's going on right now? And he was literally blue in the backseat of my dad's car, freezing his
I bet he was.
Brother, just going, you all right? Yep, you
see,
all
right? I'm not gonna lie to you. Yesterday, I was at the Soak City Water Park at Kings Island, and toward the evening, I think they closed the water park at 7, I believe. Well, it was around, I guess, I don't know what time exactly it was because, you know, you don't carry a watch with you. But it was like 6:30, somewhere around there. I was literally shivering. Like, it was because it wasn't hot yesterday. It was like, I think the high was 80 degrees yesterday. Yeah. So most of the day was between 80, 75, and 80. So toward the evening, when the sun started going down, it started getting chilly, dude. I was shivering my ass off. I was like, I looked at the person I was with, and I was like, man, I cannot sit in this damn fucking water no more, man. I was freezing to death. And like you said, we know weather. I mean, we can deal with most weather, you know, because it's hot, it's cold. It's all in between here, and there's a mix. But, man, yesterday I was freezing. It's 75 degrees probably, honestly. And I was freezing like it was fucking 30 degrees outside. I'm like, that was cool. And I didn't wear a shirt yesterday, which I like to apologize to everyone at Soak City. Because if you want to look, I'll show my audience because I showed everybody else thinking it's Soak City. This is my whiteness. And that's after all day at Soak City yesterday, so it's still that white. I am the fat powder, ladies and gentlemen. The fat powder. right. But anyway, we're coming up an hour long on our show. It's probably about the end of it. But I did want to say to everybody that's involved, you know, me and Slim decided to get together tonight because it's been a while. John Hall, we miss you, of course. We're glad you're having a great time. You and Sherry, congratulations on your anniversary or your honeymoon, officially. We can't wait till you're back. Also, when it comes to everybody, our people that listen to our show, we appreciate every one of you. Of course, you can listen to our show on YouTube. You can listen to it on Facebook Live. You can listen to it on GSP Fam. And also, don't forget, you can listen to it on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, and anywhere else that you listen to your iTunes. Can I talk? Yes. See, it's been so long, Slim. I forgot what I was saying. You listen to Spotify, iTunes, Pandora, anywhere you get anywhere you can get your podcast from. And we appreciate all you guys listening to us. We are the Glitter Squirrels Podcast. This is DJ Slim. I am J-Lo. We appreciate listening to the show tonight. Thank you guys, and we will see you soon. Slim,
take
as always.
Out, John Hall.
John Hall, take us out. Good night.
We know you're talking.
Work, damn it.
We know your time is precious, and we thank you for spending it with us. If you would like to leave us something to talk about in a future show, say hi to your mom, tell everyone how awesome our podcast is, or anything else, please visit our page, anchor.fm/glittersquirrels. Again, thanks for your time, and we will catch you next week on the Glitter Squirrels Podcast.
all we got tonight, yeah?